This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's clear to us that a lot of people still want to talk about Jonathan Kuminga. And to me, we're sitting here talking right at the end of the show when we get word that Jonathan Kuminga is coming off of the bench. And your breakdown of maybe the X's and O's reason why was one thing. The other side to it is the emotional side. How does Jonathan handle that? And we're always usually a little worried about it based on how he handled some things last year. So to me, here was the arc of the whole thing and how I kind of feel about it as we sit here at 4:25 today. Number one, you get named as coming off of the bench, and your job, especially this year, Steph Curry, no negative energy, your job is to go out there and play well. And then he did. And I was so thrilled to see the way that all went down. And so there's three aspects of this. Number one, should Jonathan be disappointed or bummed? Yeah, you can be. Is it your job to still go out and play well? Absolutely, and he did. But then there's the third aspect, which is, do you then after the game need to go let everybody know that you're not pleased? And it's clear that he did, because every local reporter with the Warriors reported after the game that Jonathan is not very pleased with this role. And then there's the obligatory, but I'm going to handle it and do fine. That's great, but to me, if you're going to handle this correctly in all aspects, it's not just be a pro, go play well. It's also be a pro and don't start throwing teammates under the bus or expressing frustration with the whole process. You had your best game. The Warriors had their best game. You had your highest scoring total. I feel like he should accept this with open arms.
Yeah, he should, but he is still a young person. He's a young player. He's in his fourth year, and these are all things that hopefully he's being helped to learn and grow from, because I'm looking at the quote right here from Kendra Andrews, and he said, you know, when Kerr informed him via text, according to Jonathan Kuminga, that he was not going to be starting, he says, it wasn't my decision. I got a text. This is how it's going to go. This is who it's going to be, and I went with it. What am I supposed to do? Ask him why I'm not starting? This is the decision of the coach, and we will follow what he's going to do.
Okay.
That's a good answer.
It's a good answer.
But at the same time,
it's like Family Feud.
Well, yeah, good answer. At the same time, it does come across a little bit petulant and a little bit immature, like, well, he said that this is going to be what's going to happen, and, well, he's the coach, and so this is going to be the way it's going to be, and I'm going to go with it. And it just takes a little bit away from the positivity of how he played, which is, yeah, I played 28 minutes. I played great. I'm kind of finding my footing this year and all the rest of it, so I understand what you're saying, and I understand how he could be potentially frustrated by this, but at the same time, he's only 22, and he's still figuring out how to be an adult, let alone being an NBA player.
I also think that as a group, those of us who follow or cover the Golden State Warriors are a little triggered by this idea, because we're only 1 year removed from Klay Thompson, for example, being openly offended by the mere idea of coming off of the bench. And I guess I'm just starting to get to a spot of, why is this so offensive? Especially, like, it's one thing we're talking about Klay. You've got a bunch of rings, and you're a future Hall of Famer, and so there's an ego there that we understand. This is Jonathan Kuminga. You've been a starter for less than a year. You haven't even earned a second contract yet. Why is this so offensive to you? And why don't you have what I would argue or ask, why don't you have a deeper trust for this organization? And if you want to go back to 2 years ago, oh, it took me out of the playoffs against the Sacramento Kings, you can go back to that. But that's old news now. This is Steve Kerr has backed Jonathan Kuminga. Once they put him into the starting lineup, they left him there. They're trying to develop him. I don't understand why an organization like this has been so successful, has star players at the top running the show. Why does Jonathan not have a larger trust for the decisions they're making and the things that they're trying? Because clearly last night, that looked like a much better spot for him than what was happening the first three games.
Agreed. And I think going into tonight, when they got the Pelicans again, and we don't know officially if Andrew Wiggins will be out. He's questionable. Curry will be out. I would imagine that Melton will also be out, so you'll be shorthanded again. And if I'm Steve Kerr, and I look at last night, and I look at it and say, well, he came off the bench, and he played great, and we won, so guess what, JK? You're coming off the bench again.
Yeah.
And he's only started 77 games in his NBA career of the 215 he's played in the regular season. So coming off the bench is something that he should be somewhat used to. And I also think that there shouldn't be a stigma about coming off the bench, especially for a younger player. Like, if you're Clay and you haven't come off the bench since your first or second year, fine. I can see where you're thinking, I'm a veteran. It's been 10 straight years of me starting. I want to start because that's what I do. But when you're a young player who's mostly been coming off the bench, I don't know why that'd be a big deal.
Well, here's when I know that somebody has at least on some level kind of handled certain things the wrong way in the last few years. I don't think there's any other Warrior where people are asking the question, how's he going to feel about that?
Right.
Pods to the bench. Nobody asked.
Moody, DNP.
Buddy Hield.
Yeah.
To the bench. Nobody asked. Like, great point. Moses Moody on certain nights is like, do you know that I'm here?
Right.
And he signed a contract extension. But when Jonathan Kuminga specifically goes to the bench, we've all got to go, oh, how's he going to feel? Well, I'm sorry if this sounds harsh. Here's my answer. Who cares?
Yeah.
It is not.
So what?
It is not the job of Steve Kerr or anyone with the Golden State Warriors to worry about how each individual feels based on a decision that you think is the right thing. Unless, of course, the only caveat would be if that person has such a presence in the room, like if it were Steph Curry, but that's irrelevant because who would do that?
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't understand why we've got to ask that question. Jonathan Kuminga has not earned the right to be upset if he has to come off the bench, particularly if you're still going to play him almost 30 minutes.
Yeah, 28 minutes, which is plenty. And honestly, if he starts, he's probably not going to play more than 28 minutes anyway.
Correct.
Because you're playing 10 guys or you're playing 12 guys or 13 guys, whatever. And we did the math before about how many minutes there are, period. There are 240 minutes in a game. So when you play 28 of those 240, that's a pretty big total. And I think that only Brandon Podziemski played more minutes than him last night. Yeah, Kuminga at 28, Waters played 31, Buddy and Draymond played 29, Pods played 34. So of the biggest minutes guys, you were in the top five. So just because you didn't start doesn't mean you're not going to get healthy minutes.
888-957-957 if you want to weigh in.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.